Bowling Green milling around, celebrating an 85-83 win over the Toledo Rockets. We continue with our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Coach Michael Uger joins us to talk about the second win over Toledo this year as the Falcons improve to 18-6 overall, 9-2 in the MAC, and 11-1 at home. And Coach getting a glad hand all around here today. You beat Toledo, Coach, and you get lots of hugs and handshakes, right?
Oh, yeah. When you beat Toledo, it's always hugs and handshakes. It was a lot of fun. Great game by those guys. Our guys came out and played hard and played well, and you know, that's what it's about. That's the game right there.
Well, let's go. Let's start at the end.
Okay.
Tie game, and you've said this before about calling timeouts to draw something up. You know, Toledo doesn't really contest the inbound. You get it to Juice coming up the floor, and you just trusted him, right?
Definitely. Once we got it to his hands, there was no need for me to call a timeout. It was more let him play and let him go one-on-one right away. And he was able to create the foul, and he went to the free throw line, knocked down two, and then we were able to get a stop at the end when we needed to, and that was that. So it was a lot of fun.
Looked like they wanted to try and lob it to Kanapke about two-thirds of the way up the floor and tip it to somebody. You guys, I think Turner knocked it away, but it looked like that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah, they was trying to go to Kanapke at the end. You know, with 1.2 is not much you can do. Everything else got to be caught in front of you, and you know, I kind of figured that that's what they would do. So we put one in front of Kanapke and one behind, and once that play happened, we were able to get a hand on it, and the clock ran out, and I think we even came up with the steal.
So let's go back to the beginning of the game then. Not an awful start, but a little bit choppy. Davin Ziegler making his first start in a MAC game and against Toledo, no less. Looked like early just a little bit sluggish, but Davin, I thought, played better in the second half when he went back in. Talk about his performance today.
Dav was really good in this situation. He did a real good job of competing from the start. He gave us really good defense at the end, did a real good job there. Was able to come up with some key stops and some key steals and some key buckets. I mean, that's what it's about. He was able to contribute in every way. You know, our guys, we had 13 assists this game, so we shared the ball really well. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. We only had 6 turnovers, so that was huge for us going into this game with just 6 turnovers. And we played well, we played hard, and gave ourselves an opportunity to win the game, and that's what it's about.
It didn't do as good a job corralling Marion Jackson this game as the first time around. He comes up with 31. Luke Kanapke had 23. That little interplay with them out top really hurt you late. What were they doing there?
They were drawing us in, sucking us in, and then was able to kick back to Kanapke, and he was able to hit the three, and that's what they were really doing. They were getting us to draw in on Marion's drive. He had 31 points, so he played extremely well. And, you know, he was able to kick back to the shooter, and Kanapke hit some big ones at the end.
Matisse Kulaczkowskis, a big game today, career-high 12 points. And that tip-in that he had late that initially was waved off was overruled on replay. But Matisse continues to, I guess, up his profile on this team, taking more shots, being more aggressive offensively as his game continues to grow, right?
Oh, he was huge for us tonight. He was big. He did a lot of different things for us, stretched the floor extremely well, played hard for his guys, and, you know, that's what it's about at the end of the day. He was able to help us.
Caleb Fields drew a lot of the assignment on Marion Jackson when he was in the game, and Caleb also hit a big three for you early. I guess now that you don't have Dylan around, some guys are playing a little more minutes, but defensively tonight, were you okay with the performance? Or, I guess, give me your grade on the defense.
I thought we can do better defensively. 83 is still a lot of points to give up. They can score, so that's the thing. It's hard to stop them. They can score in so many different ways. You're not going to stop them. Your best bet is trying to slow them down, but 11 threes that we gave up, they were good looks. They did a good job of moving the ball, moving the body, and getting the shots that they wanted.
Justin Turner today, again, sort of felt like he just kind of let the game come to him and never felt like he forced the issue throughout the game. But then late, you could tell on those last 4 or 5 possessions when he got the ball, this is my show. Is that kind of how it went?
It was. He did a real good job at the end of the game and creating for our guys and, you know, creating for himself. And he took over when he needed to, and that was the difference.
Well, tonight we talked about splitting time with Davin Ziegler and Mike Laster at the point guard position, and Mike had the best plus-minus of anybody in this game. He was +7. And you look at his line, he only takes 5 shots, but he knocks down a couple, 3 of 4 at the line, 7 points, 3 assists, no turnovers. And I thought Mike Laster looked really comfortable out there in this pressure game with more responsibility.
Oh, he looked really good. He did a real good job of distributing the ball and getting guys to where they needed to be. And that's where what it's about. We were able to band together and just play hard and have fun and enjoyed it. So that part was a lot of fun.
Well, clearly it felt like a couple of times you were starting to pull away, but Toledo just wouldn't quite let you, would you? You had a 7-point lead, an 8-point lead, a 10-point lead, but in the end, this team just keeps proving they find a way to win, don't they?
Oh, they definitely found a way to win. And we found a way to win, and that's what it's about at the end of the day. We were able to stick together. We were able to fight. We were able to have fun. That was the thing. We had fun, and it was fun coaching the guys. And, they play hard for one another, and that's all I can ask at the end of the day.
Obviously, a full house tonight. You felt that gave you a boost of energy throughout?
Yeah, definitely. It was so loud when we took the lead. That's probably the loudest I ever heard it in here. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, this is a huge win, especially under the circumstances with some drama with your team that, frankly, could have affected you in a negative way. Great win. Appreciate you stopping by, and we'll see you in Akron on Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Coach Michael Huger. His Falcons win tonight over Toledo, 85-83.